good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterbrod the second with the Ralph Winterbrod Show, coming to you live out of Alaska with a sweltering 75 degrees here in Kinnick. So look out over the bay here. Nice, sunny, beautiful day, breeze blowing. Wow. Sure got on some of them places in the lower 48, like California. Oh, my God. New York, Chicago. I'm telling you, there's some people down there in the lower 48. I got some. Man, we have a revolution, insurrection underway in our country. And they're coming out of the woodwork. They're crazy. Insane. Not actually, they're not. They're evil. They want to overthrow our republic. And I cannot believe. I saw where some of they were going after some monument or something in the south of the Confederacy. And some of those southern boys showed up. Good thing. I'm all in favor of the Confederate flag. Why can't I have the Confederate flag? You can hold a Black Lives Matter flag. Can you believe the idiots in this country? We got three socialist criminals, anarchists, behind Black Lives Matter. Nice slogan. Don't mean a damn thing. They don't. It has no meaning. It's for anarchists, communists. Want to overthrow our republic. That's what it means. You don't mean a damn thing about Black Lives Matter. This irritates me to no end, and all these people are pandering to it. Well, you know, black lives do matter, but, well, white lives matter, too. Asian lives matter, too. What a crock of smoke. Man, well, wait, kind of people got to wake up. We're in trouble, folks. Ever since Trump got in, the cockroaches coming out of the woodwork. Literally. They're everywhere. Alaska's infiltrated with a bunch of these idiots up here. Greedy, evil, narcissistic. They don't give a rat's rump about our republic. They don't even know what the hell it is. They have no idea. The brief, the thing is Americans are being ruled by lies. It's just absolutely crazy. Just one lie after another. This Kamala Harris. What a piece of garbage. I like that, what that one mime I saw. We got Joe in the hoe. Ha ha ha. Oh, I think some of these mimes that are coming out on her. I mean, this woman is reeks of pure evil. Pure evil. And she's a moderate. She's seen the light. And now her and old Biden are trying to take credit for that treaty or peace accord that they got between Israel and the Arabs over there, the Emirates. These people, I mean, you just literally cannot make this up, because I don't think a guy could sell a novel and write the stuff that's going on today, because nobody would believe it. It just wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't. It just shocks me. And all these people out in Portland, what are they trying to accomplish? I like what that Daily Mail, one cop, said, hey, you won, I'm out of here. Oh, Seattle. It was Seattle, not Portland, Seattle. Police chief in Seattle resigned. Said enough. What are these people going to do? I forget they said how many 911 calls went unanswered. I like that one ad. I got to find that ad and get that on my homepage. My homepage is going to be coming up here shortly yet. I'm working on the different things. I found BitChute now will take large videos without censoring, it looks like. So I just found out how to do that. I'm a newbie, but once I get the hang of it, I'll tell you what, I do software. And I'm going to have a homepage, like, cause I'm going to tell the stuff like nobody's going to tell it. I'm going to tell it right out there just like it is. We have a complete country and the world following Black Lives Matter. They admit we're going to burn you out if you don't agree. They agree. They admit we're trained Marxists. They're three women. They're criminals. Criminals. And they got started from that Trayvon Martin, and then we got old Brown and Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. And they had a memorial to that thug. He was a piece of garbage. Three felonies, 11 minutes. And they hauled him off in a white horse-drawn carriage, just like they did George Floyd. And I got that on my homepage. I'm going to get the rest of it. I got the videos. I haven't got them linked yet because I ran out of time Friday with the Just Host to show me how to do that. This whole thing of George Floyd is another lie. It's another hoax. The man was complaining several times, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, before he ever got on the ground. Why? Why was he saying that? Because you go to the autopsy. And you know what it said? Fentanyl, three times the lethal dose. That man was already on his way of croaking. That's why he was, I want my mama. I'm scared. He's acting confused and all like an idiot. That's one of the symptoms of fentanyl. You get all confusticated. I want my mama. A grown man. Yeah, right. Okay. You betcha. And I can't breathe. Even the two beautiful looking pieces of garbage that got out of the front seat saying, he's having trouble. He can't breathe. And then we got that Mormon, not Mormon, Muslim, up in Minnesota that was withholding the evidence, the video, because he wanted the prosecution to win. I'm going to have that up. That was on Tucker Carlson. That is totally unconstitutional, but of course that doesn't make any difference. Why didn't we see all the rest of that, those videos, those body cameras, or that he's resisting arrest and he's acting like an idiot and he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, because that would have spoiled the con, the hoax. Tucker did bring it up, but nobody wants to bring it up. They said, well, we just, everybody keeps going, well, we can't ever have anything happen again like happened to Floyd. What a crock. I heard from one policeman that putting their knee on the head area, holding them down, is what you do for some of these people that are out of control. And guess what? Look at the autopsy. I read it. It's on my homepage, AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Go read the darn thing. Don't believe anybody. Read the facts. There was no damage to his neck in any way. Nothing. And they filed a lawsuit, the state of Floyd. And you know what they left out? And when you file a complaint, anything that's with it is taken to be true. Now, if you really had evidence that something happened and he was choked, wouldn't you attach it to the complaint? Of course you would. Do you know what's missing? The autopsy. Yes. We'll just leave that out because, see, we don't deal in facts. We live in the democratic world of the lies. It's like in John, father of all liars is the devil. And I'm telling you that Kamala Harris and I, that's unbelievable. That woman, she prosecuted a whole bunch of people, little guys, for marijuana smoking while she was smoking pot too. Which I don't give a hoot if somebody smokes pot or even takes cocaine, so they leave me the hell alone and are responsible for what they do. If they screw up, they should be hung to the yardarm. And then we have pedophiles in the Catholic Church in California. I watched one of those, I can't think of the name of that movie, it's you can't buy it in a DVD. You can only down it until death. No, I don't know. It's part of the Lord's Prayer or something. And this about this priest And he's out in California. And he's molesting little girls and little boys. And so what do they keep doing? They move him around. Finally, the cops got him and got him for 7 years. And the people that it happened to in the Catholic Church just couldn't believe. They just shocked them that a priest would do this. And there was an advocate in the Catholic Church took these people to Rome to meet the Pope to address this issue of pedophiles. And the Pope wouldn't meet them. Isn't that amazing? And then what's even crazier yet, they let this pedophile out ahead of time in America, and he goes back to Ireland, and they don't tell those people over there, and here he's doing it again in Ireland. You just literally can't make that. And I'm telling you what, pedophiles, I know two women that have been molested. And it's affected both of them their whole life. And I'm telling you what I do. The only thing for pedophiles is lead poisoning. You can't cure them or lock them up forever. Yeah, put them in prison and tell those prison people in there, hey, we got some pedophiles for you here. Come on down. We're going to have a party. Who cares? These people are just pure evil. They ruin people's... They ruin their lives. It's the only life. We only get one shot at this down here. And some of us have a lot worse go of it than others, I guarantee you. I consider myself extremely fortunate. I grew up in southeast Kansas on a farm and loving parents and to do what I wanted and run around the farm and hunted and fished and just loved to fish back then and had a church, Lutheran church, and Swedes down there, played black man. Yeah, black man. Probably someone think that's racist, if anybody even knows what it is. Had pie suppers. Had a one-room schoolhouse. Most people probably even haven't even heard of those. Used to have contests on spelling and on math on the board. We can't do that because, golly, somebody might lose. Used to play shuffleboard. Oh, just amazing. I was really blessed. And that's what really bothers me is these people that I see today out there. And I watch that some of these movies like Midway. I think I may watch it again today. How many people fought and died so we could have at least the freedom of choice of religion and the right to bear arms? And we don't appreciate it. And freedom is not free. We'll lose it. If Biden, I was glad to see that on Waters World, old Rudy Giuliani come out and call it like it is. He's got dementia or Alzheimer's, obviously. Well, we can't pick on him because everybody feels sorry for poor old Joe. No, he's a blooming idiot. He ought to be in a retirement home or something or whatever. He should not be running. He's an empty vessel. He's an empty vessel. So is C. Pure evil. I mean, the things that... She was a piss-poor attorney general. Crime went up. Turning murderers loose. Pleading them down. Yay, let's turn them loose. I'm for that sanctuary city stuff. What in the hell is wrong with people? Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, we're back here. I was just looking here during break here at I got an article here in World Net Daily about the shocking origin of Black Lives Matter with Oh Bummer! Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, I'd want one just like old Trayvon Martin. And his mama, his mother, oh, she just was so sorry. She kicked him out of the house before he got himself shot. She loved him so much, she booted his butt out. Oh, we don't want to talk about the facts, though, do we? And Brown down in Ferguson, that hands up, don't shoot nonsense. Go over to a cop, Darren Wilson. Try to get his gun away. He ended up getting shot in the hand, run off, then turn around. A 300-pound thug comes running at you. What are you going to do? Oh, now, I'm going to call a social worker. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoot the sucker. That's what you do. And you kill him. That's justice. Anybody that's dumb enough to run at a cop after trying to get him, take his gun and run back at him with a guy with a loaded gun? Yeah, right. Unbelievable. Why are the Democrats and these black groups picking such thugs, criminals? They're a hoax. Trayvon Martin was a hoax. That gray out in Baltimore, you know, those cops all got off? Because they had a bench trial. Yeah, they didn't prosecute it. They didn't get found guilty. Wilson down in Ferguson, I mean, they tried everything in the world to hang that guy. He come up clean. Of course, they destroyed his life. Now we got Floyd. Another hoax. Nobody wants to talk about it. Another one. And then we got that idiot up there that supposedly had the noose around in Chicago. Oh, my gosh, them guys in that MAGA hats, they come and put a noose around my neck. And he hires a couple of Nigerians to fake it. Another hoax. And then NASCAR, another hoax. Had a rope on a door to pull it down. Oh, there's a thing there to hang up. Now I'm a black man. Oh my God, that's just terrible. Then you go next door to look at another door. Didn't you do any research? Just unbelievable. One hoax after another hoax after another. I've had it with hoaxes. I'm sorry. I want facts. I'd like to have some truth for a change. Unbelievable. Wouldn't it be nice to have some real truth? I tell him, don't believe anybody. Use your brain. Some critical thinking. I tell you, one of the things they have really done that shocked me that I found out is these education of what they've done to the minorities, and especially the blacks are really suffering from this, like in Baltimore. Hannity had on, they did a bunch of tests in some schools. Not one kid could pass a math test. What do you do for a whole damn year or years and you can't pass a math test? What are they doing in there? And then they lock them up. Oh, you can't have school choice. You can't have a go to a charter school because you minority. You low-cast. We're going to keep you stupid. They should have vouchers. And children should be able to go anywhere they want. And we'd have competition because one of the enemies of our country is these darn teachers' unions. Unbelievable again. One, well, we can't go back because we're in danger because, let's see, what do we want? We want all this stuff. We want to defund the police. And what's that got to do with COVID-19? Nothing. It's another political arm to overthrow our republic. These teacher unions, I'm telling you, they should be put out of business. Absolutely. Anyways, we're going to be carried on the fight to the IRS and to other agencies. How are we going to do that? How can a people such as us be ruled by something that we don't even understand? I guarantee you, I'd like to hear from anybody listening that you can explain to me how the headless fourth branch of government, subsidy regulations, legislative rules work. You see, Congress no longer makes laws of the United States. They quit officially in 1937. They were working on it a long time before then. Because they started off, Article 6 of the Constitution is laws of the United States, but we don't use those words no more. Around the turn of the century, they started making laws of the United States. You can see that right in the beginning of the statute books. Then they also were making laws of the United States of America. Same time. Then all of a sudden, it was just laws of the United States of America. Laws of the United States fell out of the front of the statute. Back in the
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back, and I'm going to get into going over what we're being ruled by today. Regulations. But before I do that, I want to get back to something that is still pending that is so important to show how corrupt our court systems are. This is General Flynn. Here's a man that had to be taken out because he knew how the system worked. Obama fired him because he wouldn't lie about ISIS. And they couldn't have him in and get the Russia hoax over because he knew too much about how it worked, the internal workings, which Trump did not know yet. And so this is the appellate court. I'm going to take just a couple of clips from Sidney Powell. She is one hell of an attorney. Because the attorney that General Flynn had before had sold him out. Isn't that amazing? They'd sold him out. There's a, 30-some year awarded great American hero. Smart. And he's got backbone. He's got morals. So if we're ready, let's go ahead and let's play it's clip 244 first.
This is Judge Wilkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about the role of the district court. You essentially argue that the district court has no role. But in Rinaldi, where the Supreme Court was reviewing the denial of a Rule 48 motion made by the government, the court did what it called a, quote, independent evaluation of the unusual circumstances disclosed by the record. So the Supreme Court believed that it had a role to perform an independent evaluation So doesn't the district court here have that same role?
Not in the circumstances of this case. The authorities are that given the fact the presumption of regularity applies to everything the Attorney General has done, and there is no clear evidence whatsoever to go behind that, given the documentation, reasoning, and briefing that has been provided, there is nothing further for the court to do. There's no indication, there's no clear evidence, there's no actual factor or reason to go behind the government's determination of the factors.
I don't see how that works, because the court also said in Rinaldi that it would not presume bad faith by the government. So the court did, gave the government the benefit of the presumption of regularity, but it yet and still performed an independent evaluation.
Only to the extent the court said it was not clearly to the contrary to the manifest public interest. There was no further proceeding of any significance, certainly no amicus appointed, certainly no factual background investigation in Rinaldi. It was simply a review of the Petit policy and its application to the facts of Rinaldi. And in Fokker Services, this court issued the mandamus, of course, to proceed to make sure the deferred prosecution agreement was entered. And in doing so, it said the leave of court authority gives no power to the district court to deny a prosecutor's Rule 48A motion to dismiss charges based on disagreement with the prosecutor's exercise of charging authority.
Let's suppose the district court had issued a minute order saying that it intends to do an independent evaluation of the record and will issue an opinion on the government's 48A motion in due course. Is that error?
I think that is error. I mean, he can look at it on the face of the documents that have been filed, but I don't think in Rinaldi that they went farther than the government's statements of what it was doing and why it was doing it. Only the executive can weigh the willingness of the government to prosecute, and there would be no remedy. I mean, the court can't make the government prosecute this case.
You know what's going on there? This Wilkins, he's a Obama appointee. They're wanting, imagine, now the prosecutor, the U.S., the guy that represented the United States of America in this case, but it's the United States, was a sharp dude, and so was Sidney Powell. Imagine if you had a football game, and both teams say, we're done, and they're off. What's the referee going to do? That's the same analogy here. They both, the USMA, did an extensive, lengthy brief. I'm going to put this up, this type of stuff up on my home page for the people who want to read what's really going on. And said, we screwed up. There was no charge. It was all made up. It's called justice. Well, we can't have that. We withhold evidence, exculpatory evidence that would have helped General Flynn. We're just now coughing it up. And we were bad boys. So we say we don't want to prosecute. Who prosecutes in this country? The executive. Who's supposed to be independent? Adjudicator. The judge. If both parties agree, the only rule of this leave of court is if they're harassing somebody and they keep bringing charges up against him, the judge might have some standing to interrupt to get in the middle of it. Both parties, not only have they agreed, they delineated out in great detail, there's no charge. And the government broke the law by withholding exculpatory evidence. That's what got Senator Stevens off in Alaska. They withhold evidence. They do that all the time. Exculpatory evidence, called Brady. Strickler's even more than that. So let's go ahead and get the next clip, 245.
Let me ask one last question, and that's, why couldn't we hold this in abeyance And let's see what happens on July 16th.
Because the damage continues to accrue by the day, because he has no case or controversy before him and no jurisdiction, because he doesn't have the authority to go do what he's trying to do or has done. He didn't even have the authority to appoint the amicus under Justice Ginsburg's decision.
There you go. There's no case. There's no controversy. Everybody's gone home. Who's going to prosecute? He's supposed to be independent. It was all about trying to have, oh, let's do some evidence, and let's see if Trump didn't influence the prosecutor to be nice to try to get General Flynn off. These people, well, they just, the cases are all against them. They just never quit. When you get up against these people, there's no rule of law. Of course, the understanding is the United States District Court is not a constitutional court. No. I've proven it. They've admitted it. It's a legislative court. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. What does that mean? This is codified. It's a statutory creation. This is something that's a really important concept. Any statutory creation is under the control of he who creates the statutory creature. Let that sink in. They created a status called a citizen of the United States in 1866. 14 Stat 27. Called a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States, yes. Does that entity have political rights? No. Does it have civil rights? Absolutely. Does a corporation have civil rights? Absolutely. Does a corporation have political rights? No. Does a citizen of France have standing and civil rights in America if it owns land? Yes. Does a citizen of France have political rights? No. See, this word citizen, it's quite confusing to a lot of people. Got a great case. Explained it in great detail. You cannot withhold civil rights. That means every entity or status gets treated the same in a court. Supposed to, equally. Of course, they don't, because we don't have any constitutional courts left. But that's the deal. Who does political? Political rights are who gets to determine what type of government we have. The citizen of the United States doesn't have that. He has a right to vote. Absolutely. He can show up at the building and he can't be discriminated against because of color, race, and all the other nonsense. But the elective franchise, the right of suffrage to vote, is not a citizen of the United States, does not have that. And the Supreme Court has said so. They've admitted it. People won't believe it because they can't grasp the concept of the word citizen. It is not all-encompassing. It has the natural rights. If you have a birthright, born on the land, natural rights to defend yourself and feed and all that. You have their civil rights of that state, one of the several states. And you have political rights. What type of government am I going to do a limited delegation of power to be ruled by? We don't have any say today in America for the type of government we're being ruled by. We think we do, but we don't. How did they pull that off? That's kind of an important issue. We got an election coming up. They want to try to even skew it more by mail-in votes. It's the same thing as those people in Alaska get around, and they even put in their cats and dogs to get a permit to go into Denali after they the summer thing, and cats and dogs have won. People who have a cat or a dog, they've done the same thing, ballots to cats or dogs. Oh, that sounds like a really good system. What happened to absentee ballots? What happened to just showing up? This whole COVID-19 is all a con. It's all a con. Sure, people die. If they'd give them hydroxychloroquine and doxycycline and zinc or nebulizers like Dr. Bartlett out of Texas is doing, or like Taiwan, 25 million people and only 7 died. Japan is doing it. Singapore's doing it. Iceland's doing it. Why are we doing it? Oh, that's right, because Trump said hydroxychloroquine works. So we can't do that. So we're going to let people die. I don't know why people aren't suing the hell out of these people that are withholding drugs, like hydroxychloroquine and stuff. Man, that's just me. But what do I know? We have something called the National Voter Registration Act, and it is only for federal offices, and they're not even constitutional offices. You know why? Because a citizen of the United States has no right of the elective franchise. Right of suffrage. Supreme Court said so. We're in the Matrix. People won't believe it. They print it. This is what I'm going to put on my homepage. Believe it or not, with evidence. It's their stuff. Call me Father Ralph. I take confessions, and I'll tell you damn well do I have loose lips. I cannot keep government secrets. I'm going to tell it like it is, and then you make up your mind. Read their stuff. Not mine. My opinion is basically worthless. All I'm trying to do is to expose the lie. We're in the Matrix, folks. You don't own your car. I know how they did it, how they do it, finally. They print that right in the Anchorage code. Title 9 in Anchorage. Go into ordinances, Title 9 in Anchorage. Cops can only write tickets for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. That's what got me started on a thing. I spent many tens of thousands of dollars trying to figure out how they do it, and it was so damn simple to figure out. I finally got my head out of my butt. Always go for the paperwork. Start at the beginning. Start at the beginning. I went into Wasilla Chevrolet. I want to see all the paperwork in buying a brand new car because I want to have my attorney look it over. Oh, well, we can't do that. Why? Got something to hide? I said, I'll picket you guys outside. They had to get a permission from an attorney to let me look at all of the paperwork that's signed when you buy a brand new car. Who reads all that stuff? I never used to. I do now. As soon as they brought it out in a couple of minutes, here is one page. An attorney, in fact, to be notarized, where you sign all right, title, and interest away to the financial guy in the in Wasilla, and he acts as your attorney, in fact, and what does he do? I had never seen a manufacturer statement of origin. It is a document. Most people have never seen, never even heard of them. It's a little small document. I don't know. It's about 5 or 6 inches square, two-sided. Has the word property on it. Whoever has that owns the thing, the car. You have possession, right of possession, right of property. You have a perfect legal title. You never even see that thing. And they hand carry those from Wasilla to Palmer, to DMV. And they issue me back a certificate of title. It looks real pretty colors. Got two lines in it. It says, oh, by the way, there may be other security interest not shown. Really? I thought that dang car was all that thing out there was all mine. They don't tell me. Of course, I didn't learn this in school, that there's not only have possession and the right of possession, which is to use somebody else's stuff, like a rental car, it's called the right of property, the thing you touch. That is what they keep. That's how they control us. Make us get insurance. make sure we don't get too many traffic citations. We want money, but we got to do it under the guise of safety. It's their stuff. People fighting right to travel. Well, guess what? You don't have a right to travel in their damn car. You only have a right to travel if you have all parts under Blackstone's commentary, second book, page one, I think it's page 199 or 119 or something, talks about it. Possession, right of property. Back in a minute.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back. How do you fight a war if you don't know what you're up against? How do you get free if you don't know how you're in change? We're in change in this country, and we don't even understand why. There is a way out. The truth. And we are going to start taking it to the Internal Revenue criminals. I'm going to talk about next hour about how to go about doing that. With facts. Also, most people have never heard of something called a state plan. I have the state plans for every state. Every state uses only the code of federal regulations. Every state. That's to take your children. That's to do your divorce nonsense. All of it. That has to get your driver's licenses to take your money. And they have cooperative agreements. You walk into the court. The old judge is sitting there like in Alaska. They're really good up here. They're in the 3rd Judicial District. It's an administrative part of the Alaska Bar. Nothing to do with the Constitution at all. They print it. And they have agreements. The child slavers, the executive, has an agreement with the judge. The court. Not the judge. The court. Article 6. He's audited for the amount of money he makes. Does that sound like an independent judge? He's getting grant money, and everybody sitting at the table, including the state troopers, the Department of Law, the CSSD slavers, and the court system, all get money. They don't give a rat's rump about your children. Yes, I have a copy of an older one. I got to get new ones. Do you think when you go into that court that the executive, which is the CSSD folks, they're not really, but that's what they claim to be, and the court system should have a contract and the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes and everybody is punished if he don't make if he doesn't make money? What is wrong with people? We did this for Alice Brown. We lost her little baby girl the first time, but the second time she had a little boy out of wedlock, and down in Montana we put that in, and they gave her $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana. They don't want this out. But I guarantee you, how many people, we are being ruled by regulations. Behind the scenes, always federal regulations. And federal regulations can't be adjudicated in a state forum. Did you know that? State code can't be adopted. They adopt, 26 U.S.C. 61 gross income for the state. You can't do that and do your income tax. You have to go to the federal courts. Actually, courts of the United States is a technical word, correct word for it. You know why? Because there is where only agencies must file in the Federal Register, and they must disclose what kind of nonsense a rule they're making. You cannot tell by looking at a code of federal regulation if it has a forced effect of law in their world. Now, you can discount some of them, Part 301s. Those are internal. They're admitting those are housekeeping, internal only. They use them all the time to put people in jail, take your children away, because you don't know. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.